Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, weekend has rolled right on back around again, and I'm sure you have big, big plans.
Should we establish the ground rules?
The ground rules?
Yes.
Please tell me.
Well, it's up to you. Go ahead. What's on tap?
Oh, there's so much to do this weekend. Really, there is a full platter of entertainment offerings. Let's start tonight with some modern dance at the Diana Wortham Theater, the Eisenhower Dance Company performing up there tonight and tomorrow at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Peck Place on Peck Square, famous for their blend of drama, momentum, choreography, and a great ensemble there. And they'll be doing a lot of original work, and you can go and see them at 8 o'clock tonight or Saturday. You can even come up a little early for a pre-concert discussion with either Laurie Eisenhower or one of her dancers. So that's what you can do to get going tonight if modern dance is your thing. For theater, well, the choice this weekend, Agnes of God out at the Haywood Arts Regional Theater performing at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. Agnes of God, you probably remember that play and movie about a young nun who gives birth and insists it was a virgin conception. And the performances are 7:30 tonight and Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday. Now, for music, and there is quite a bit of it going on this weekend. You like some brass band music, David?
I do like big band music.
Well, let's start with some brass music. The Rebirth Brass Band playing at 8 tonight at the Orange Peel. The March 4th Marching Band opening the show. And then we've got the Swayback Sisters playing tonight at the Jack of the Wood in downtown Asheville. Their last show, taking a little break from performing. Maybe we'll see them again, but there's a good chance to go down and say farewell to them. Off Montreal playing tonight at the Grey Eagle, and they've got a really good band called Wild Moccasins, young band out of Houston. I'm very impressed with them, and they're opening the show tonight at the Grey Eagle Music Hall. Alex Krug, talented artist in Asheville, she's playing tonight with her band at Pisgah Brewing in Black Mountain. And then we get back around to the big band music. This is Big Band Weekend at the Grove Park Inn. The North Carolina Revelers playing tonight and tomorrow night. The one, the only Glenn Miller Orchestra back in town. They're here just about every year. Glenn Miller Orchestra, a really fine ensemble of young big band swinging players. And then we've got another kind of a big band show going on Sunday night. And this is, I think, maybe the show of the whole weekend, is the Frank Sinatra tribute with the Russ Wilson 17-piece big band and singer-actor Timothy O'Keefe playing at 8 p.m. Sunday at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall. It's a salute to Frank Sinatra's Capitol Records years, which really was about his golden era from 1953, I think, to maybe about 1961, something like that. And Timothy O'Keefe plans to take this show, expand it, and do it again later this year and tour it around in performing arts centers. But this is a chance to really catch the show for the first time. And at $8 a ticket available at the door, that is the show of the weekend, if you ask me. The Russ Wilson Big Band is just a remarkable organization. I saw their Christmas concert and was just blown away by how good they are. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. Put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Guide, also online at AshevilleScene.com, in boxes around town, and, of course, in your morning newspaper today.
You had a brief run with the Rat Pack, didn't you?
You know what? That's something I don't want to talk about.
Okay. What else is happening? We got a few movies in town?
Well, it's movie time. I mean, the weekend is rolling back around, and I'm not sure that any of these films that are opening this weekend, there are four of them, would be considered prestige movies, but let's start with the one that may be at the top of the list, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. Chris Pine takes over the Jack Ryan character. This time he's investigating a Russian plot to attack the U.S. economy. And I don't know. We'll see about that. And then we've got Devil's Due. Have you seen the viral video that goes along with that movie? Look for it on YouTube. It's called Devil Baby, I believe is what it's called. It's crazy. But Devil's Due, thriller about a young couple's pregnancy, which leads to evil complications. And then we've got Ride Along. That's a comedy, a security guard joining his cop brother-in-law for a ride to Atlanta to prove himself worthy of marriage. And then The Nut Job, something to take the kids to go see. 3D film about a squirrel banished in a park, finding a new life in the city. Coming up on the big screen, a few films that maybe you didn't get to see before coming back around again. And probably at the top of that list is Gravity, which is playing in 3D at the Carolina Asheville and at the Bowcatcher. That is just a remarkable movie. If you haven't seen that film, or if you have, you might want to go back and watch it again, because there is nothing like seeing that. That's as good a use of 3D as I've seen in a long time. Also back out at the Carolina is The 12 Years a Slave, which is a kind of an intense little movie. Or you can pick up some of the other films that are still playing around. The Wolf of Wall Street, I can recommend that. Philomena, Saving Mr. Banks, Inside Llewyn Davis over at the Fine Arts and other places around town. So Her, that's another great one too. I saw Lone Survivor last weekend. Boy, that's a wild little movie.
Lots to choose from, actually.
Indeed. Big screen is active this weekend.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Be careful out there.
So long, everybody.